السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ تیتوا شیخ سدیس رندرین دا خطبہ ان صلاة فرم دا حرمین حرم شریف ان مکہ مکرمہ Today is the 29th of Shawwal 1442 and corresponding to the 11th of June 2021. We welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. He praised Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala and send salawat salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, declared the faith and said, O people, that each one of us has to inculcate within ourselves the quality of taqwa and true piety for all times, all places and all circumstances. His topic was actually about Palestine. So he says that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala made this world a place for human beings and other creation to live in peacefully and in harmony. But what has happened when we study the previous nations, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, huwa anshaakum min al-ardi wasta'marakum fiha, that He Almighty Allah created you so that you can live in the land, you can live in this very places and so forth. But what does human being did because of their own personal greed, because of their country's greed, and because of people's greed, government's greed? وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا, that this human being went, and that is what Allah warns us, to not cause mayhem, chaos on this earth after all Almighty Allah has brought about harmony, goodness, everything there. But human being goes and he causes such harm there. He says, if you look at the problem today, what do you see? You see that people are racing for more and more nuclear weapons, weapons of mass destruction and so forth. And this verse was revealed for the Jews. وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. He did not use the word Jews, I am telling you, so that you understand for whom the verse was revealed. And the Jews, they cause mischief on this earth, and all, and they spread it also, and Almighty Allah states, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, and Almighty Allah does not love those people who are the mischief makers and troublemakers on this earth. Look at Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More than 1400 years ago, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Al-Imanu bid'u wa sab'una shu'ba, that Iman has got more than 70 branches. A'laha, the highest and highest rank, you must remember, is the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the lowest is imatatul aza anit tariq. We remove the harm from the road, from the street. So that is what the hadith is authentic in Sahih Muslim. That is what Islam is all about. Islam wants we don't harm ourselves, we don't harm others, and we become an asset to humanity and our society, not a liability. And if you study the other hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mutta Malik ibn Majah, authentic hadith, you will find la darara wa la dirar, that no harm should you cause to yourself, like how today people cause harm to themselves with the drugs and wine and swine and so forth. And similarly, we must remember, don't cause harm to others. So the message of Islam is a message of peace, of harmony, and we can coexist with one another. But people today look at their own benefit and so forth. So look at now, so this is actually, he speaks, you know, but indirectly. So, but that's the meaning. Look at what happened in Gaza. I'm just adding the final points there. So what happened in Gaza in that 11-day war? And you must remember, murdering, killing of innocent people and babies. That you see the innocent people, women, children, all get killed and murdered actually. So why is all these things here? Why are the Jews doing all this? So Almighty Allah taught us in the noble Quran, حَسَدًا مِنْ min indi anfusihim min ba'di ma tabayyana lahumul haqq. It is based on jealousy and envy from their side after the truth has become apparent on them. O Muslims, see the land of Palestine. It is no ordinary land. It is the land al-ardul muqaddasa. It is the holy land. It is al-ardul mubaraka, the blessed land. It has our first qibla and Masjid al-Aqsa there. And remember, it is compulsory upon every Muslim that he should ensure that we are making some effort for the liberation of Palestine and to protect and preserve Palestine. And even if it be minimum with our dua and anything above that, provided is permissible, obviously you must remember it will be highly, highly encouraged. So his message is that for Palestine we must do everything. And remember, today when the Jews and the enemies of Islam and Muslims speak, they will make big, big promises and people will get very impressed with their promises and talks and so forth. Almighty Allah warned us of such people. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So you must remember that those are the people you'll be impressed with their talk here on this earth and so forth. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ. Even so, sometimes they will take an oath that, you know, I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart and all that. They'll take a name of Allah, وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ. But they are the biggest troublemakers. They argue the most on their batil and their falsehood and so forth. وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ. When they leave you and go away, then remember they cause mischief, mayhem on earth. وَيَسْعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا. They cause the fitna, fasad on this earth. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ. And Allah does not love. So that's exactly what we are seeing. They will tell the world something and they will do something else. لَيَّمْ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. They speak with a forked tongue. He didn't say all this, I'm telling you. They will tell you that you must remember peace, but they don't spell peace, P-E-A-C-E. They will steal and occupy more pieces of land, P-I-E-C-E, of the Palestinians. So therefore, we should be very careful and give 100% support to the Palestinians, whether they are in Jerusalem, in the West Bank, in Gaza, all parts of Palestine and Palestine. In the second khutbah, after praising of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, sending salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, our duty as Muslims, and more so, he's addressing the people there, Makkah, Medina, Saudi Arabia, Taif, all these places, that we must advocate peace, and locally, nationally, internationally, and we must learn to lead a pure and a clean lifestyle. Remember that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَظِيفٌ يُحِبُّ النَّظَافَ. Verily, Almighty Allah is very, very clean and loves the cleanliness. Today we see this pandemic, this virus, whatever. So remember, Islam taught us about cleanliness more than 1400 years ago. This was now just for that most people there. He said that each one of you should be a loyal citizen of the country. Allah Jalla wa Ala has blessed us with the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, and we have, now he's speaking on behalf of the government there, that they have embarked on huge projects and so forth to help preserve and promote, you know, the environment and so forth. So they're going to plant thousands and hundreds and thousands of trees and so forth, so that it will help the environment and so forth. So in things like this, we must be united and so forth. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that the nakhlu gharsin. Nakhlu gharsin means when you plant trees, then whoever benefits from there, whether it be the birds, the animals, the human beings, that is a sadaqah jariyah for you. In the past few days, there was a big conference held there in Makkah Mukarramah, and this that was for the peace there in the land of Pakistan. So he says that on behalf of the government also, he thanks the ulama who came from Afghanistan and Pakistan and the Wafdan delegations that came from there. And thereafter he says, we hope and pray that this will lead to a lasting peace in the land of Pakistan, in the land of Afghanistan, and in that whole area there. Obviously, what he didn't mention is that the Americans are packing up and defeated, humiliated after 20 years. And remember, with their tails between their legs, that is what happened to the British Empire. That is what happened to the Russian Union and the Soviet Union. And that is now what happening to the Americans as well. That is, mashallah, our brothers, children, and our women of Afghanistan, the Mujahideen, standing up for Islam and giving their lives for Islam. Thereafter, Durood Sharif, and thereafter, dua, he made dua. So he made dua for Palestine, he made dua for Masjid al-Aqsa, he made dua, may Almighty Allah punish and dismantle the Zionist entity. So we should also make this dua. They don't use the word properly, we use the word properly. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin. You must remember, that's how you should make the dua. Oh Almighty Allah, you punish the Jews who are the Zionists, who are the occupiers, and who are the terrorists. And Ya Allah, ibratan lil mu'tabirin, you make them a sample for humanity and posterity. So that was basically the khutbah from Makkah Mukarramah. Few announcements before we make the dua. We heard this morning after Fajr only, I heard about it, Mohana Taha Karan of Cape Town passed away. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, grant his family. His mother is still alive. Allah, and she lost Abdul Salam and Munadia and all of them, you know, and Mohana Yusuf Karan in 2015. So all may Allah grant the entire family Sabre Jamil, grant Mawlana Taha Karan and all those who passed away. For whatever reason, sickness or natural, whatever it is, that with Iman and Islam, it's our duty, we make dua for every Muslim who passes away. I always told you, learn these two duas from the Quran, Surah 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. Read Surah 59, verse 10. Most of the people who passed away, we do not know in other countries, in our country and internationally, but we make dua for them. Surah 59, verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. So Ya Allah, forgive us and forgive those brothers, sisters of ours of Islam, and remember who passed away before us with Iman. وَلَا تَجَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّةِ. Do not place in our heart the malice, rancor. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, for people of Iman. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Ya Allah, you are very, very compassionate, very, very merciful. We must place on record our sincerest thanks to our directors, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group. Allah Jalla Wala grant Haji Muhammad Ikhlas complete shifa. Our Haji Shabir Hafiz Shabir Basha, MashaAllah, Ansar Group, and Radio Sirius FM, our Faisal Asmal, Haji Faisal, and his family, Allah Ta'ala reward them. Our brother Muhammad Khan, Allah Jalla Wala reward him and his family. Our Bhuti Ghani of Wakhis, MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala reward him, his family, grant the marhumin there also Jannatul Firdaus. Our Moana Ahmed Dokrat, Hafidahullah, his entire family, Allah grant them all shifa. And Allah Ta'ala make easy for the entire Ummah and all those who are Muhsineen, the Day Brothers and everybody else. Okay, let me just make few announcements. Today is the 29th of Shawwal. Tonight, yeah, in South Africa, you know, if you were understanding the Arabic language, before the khutbah started, they already announced that there is, you know, there the moon Samis, they got very sharp eyes, you know, so they can see the moon very quickly. So anyway, you must remember, there in Makkah, Medina, is already today the first of Zulqa'dah. For us, we have to scan the sky here tonight, you must remember, after Maghrib, and inshallah, it's more than 28 hours. So we should inshallah ensure we make a concerted effort, inform your local ulama and all the responsible brothers, and inshallah, the announcement will be made. Inshallah, it will be cited with the grace and mercy of Allah. Then tomorrow will be Saturday and and from tonight after Maghrib, the first of Zulqa'dah, read Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, and inshaAllah we will send out the Nasiha. You will get all the du'as there as well. Our Nasiha for today is the first of Zulqa'dah, so inshaAllah sometime in the afternoon we will send it out as well and listen to it. So there are three sunnah du'as you should read whenever the lunar month starts. Thereafter, make du'a for all those, so many people are ill and sick and so forth, so many janazas. This morning I said, for the time in the masjid, the airports are deserted and the Qabristan and cemeteries are getting full rapidly. So we all should take ibra and lesson from this. Allah Jalla Wala take us with iman. Almighty Allah does not make us muhtaj and dependent on anybody. Always read the following du'a and mention in Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal haram. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection from muhtaji, that I become dependent and a burden to people and my family. Make us muhtaj and dependent of you, O Almighty Allah. Okay, now we'll recite the dua, but before making the dua, let me just give you the rundown. After the dua, you listen to my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala. 12:30, inshaAllah, will be Mawlana Suleiman Qattani, and the topic is to make the masjid our home. Make meaning frequent the masjid. Then, inshaAllah, 1 to 1:30, the dua from the Haramain, Makkah, Medina, 1:30 to 2, Surah A'raf, verses 199 to 203. Tomorrow, inshaAllah, we'll be completing Surah A'raf, inshaAllah, inshaAllah al-Aziz. And then 2 to 2:30, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub, 2:30 to 3, Madrasa on Aim with Mawlana Zahid Khan. 3 to 3:30, the repeat of the Q&A of this morning. 3:35 to 5, inshaAllah, Al-Amin Templeton. If he's well, if he's not well, inshaAllah, we'll have Mawlana Qattani's lecture. Day after, 5 to 7, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of this khutbah and translation and dua. And inshaAllah, 7:30 to 8 will be our Mawlana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices. And thereafter, 8 to 10 will be our brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan with senior attorney Ashraf Esop. They will be discussing many issues between 8 and 10. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. How to make dua? Praise Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Read salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And thereafter, beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala for our needs. And you know the enemies, they are always busy plotting, planning, scheming against Islam and Muslims. So make dua, Almighty Allah grant them hidayat. If there's no hidayat, Almighty Allah decimate and destroy them. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد في الأولى ولك الحمد في الآخرة اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بال القرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والعيال ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين ورحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرتا ولا هما إلا فرجتا ولا كربا إلا نفستا ولا مبتلا إلا عافيتا ولا مجاهدا إلا إلا نصرت ولا عدوا إلا خذلت ولا مسافرا إلا بلغت ولا يتيما إلا ربيت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا ميتا إلا رحمت ولا حاجة يا لكريتا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله ہم گنہگار ہے سیاکار ہے خطاکار ہے یا اللہ آپ تو ارحم الراحمین ہے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے یا اللہ ستاری کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے مقبولین میں سے بنا لیجئے یا اللہ جس وقت سکرات ہو تو آسانی فرما دیجئے اللہم انا علی سکرات الموت اللہم توفنا مسلمین والحقنا بالشہداء والصالحین غیر خزایا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونین یا اللہ جس وقت جس غریب موت ہو یا اللہ عزت کے ساتھ عافیت کے ساتھ کلمہ نصیب ہو یا اللہ آخری کلام لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نصیب فرما ہمیں یا اللہ محض اپنے فضل کرم احسان سے یا اللہ مصطفی حبیبنا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سفارش اور شفاعت نصیب فرما یا اللہ اپنا دیدار نصیب فرما اللہم انا نسألک لذت النظر الى وجهك الكريم اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم لا تحرمنا عن طواف بيتك اللهم لا تحرمنا عن العمرة والحج يا الله اللهم لا تحرمنا عن زيارة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ديار النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله بار بار حاضري نصيب فرما حرمين شريفين میں يا الله بار بار نصيب فرما مسجد الاقصى کی زيارت يا الله ہمیں محروم مت کرنا یا اللہ اللہم ارفع عنا الوباء والبلاء یا اللہ we are sinners, we are transgressors, we confess یا اللہ there are no mitigating circumstances, we are guilty as charged یا اللہ we are ashamed of ourselves یا اللہ out of your fadl, your grace, your mercy, your benevolence forgive us یا اللہ forgive our marhumin, grant them جنت الفردوس, our parents, our brothers, our sisters, our children, our mujahideen, our مظلومین یا اللہ those in Gaza who became shaheed, those who are becoming shaheed in Palestine, in Syria, in Afghanistan, in Kashmir, in Yemen and all other parts of the world, ya Allah you grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, ya Allah make our khatima on iman, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you ya Allah. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman al-qaqa fi, ya Allah there's so much crime and corruption in our beautiful country. Allah protect us all, ya Allah. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظُهُ وَرَحْمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ اللَّهُ مَحْفَظْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِينَا وَمِنْ خَلْفِنَا وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِنَا وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِنَا وَمِنْ فَوْقِنَا وَنَعُوذُ بِعَظَمَتِكَ أَنْ نُغْتَالَ مِنْ تَحْتِنَا يَا سَتَّارُ يَا سَتَّارُ يَا اللَّهُ cover and conceal our vices and sins, ya Allah, in this world, in the qabr, in the year after, ya Allah. يَا سَتَّارُ يا ستار اللهم استر عورتي وآمن روعتي اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا يا غفار يا غفار اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعد وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا يا الله forgive all our vices our sins يا الله accept us for your deen make us the khadim of our deen of your deen يا الله our parents our asatiza our akabir, our elders, those who passed away, grant them jannatul firdaus al-a'la. Those who are alive, give them barakah, blessings in their life, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have become so sick spiritually, we have become sick physically. Allahumma fi maradana, madal muslimin. Ya Allah, those who passed away, grant them jannatul firdaus al-a'la. Those who passed away with iman and Islam. Qal Allahu ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allah wa malaikatahu يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاد منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم احدا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين 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 Inshallah, I'll be leaving now for the Sufi Masjid in Lanija. Azan day is 12:25. Inshallah, you listen to Hafiz Yusuf Kala. And Inshallah, at around 12:30 will be Mona Katani. Frequent the Masjid. And Inshallah, thereafter the Dua. And then the Tafsir, Inshallah. From Surah A'raf to in Surah A'raf, the from the archives, 1 verses 199 to 203. Make Dua for us. Read Durood Sharif abundantly. Make Dua between Asr and Maghrib. Is time was accepted. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.